Today we'll have Caitlin's September trip report. That's coming up on this episode 188 of WW Prep to Go. Hello and welcome to WW Prep to Go, where we talk strategy and ideas for people planning their Disney World trips. I am your host, Shannon Albert from WDWPrepSchool.com. Thank you for being here for episode 188. Today is another trip report. This time it is from Caitlin, who traveled to Disney World in September. So she just got back not too long ago and was nice enough to talk to me about her trip. And you will hear all about that in just a second. The next podcast after this will be when I'm at Disney World, but it won't. I am leaving for Disney World in a few hours. The 3:30 alarm comes very early, but I like to get in there in the morning. Being at Disney World by 10 a.m. is really nice. So I'll be there, but I will not be doing podcasts. I will be doing some social media posts. So if you want to follow on Instagram, that will be the best place to follow along. But this is an agency trip because this is our first agency event, the first of many, I hope. And we will have lots of fun together, but it will not allow for time to do podcasts and normal things that I do when I'm by myself. But I'll try to do the occasional Instagram post. The next podcast after this will be another trip report. It will not be me. I have a few already recorded that I need to get out to you. And they just keep coming. We keep recording them. So that will be that. As always, a reminder to follow on social media. You pick the platform and look up WW Prep School, and you will find me there. I mentioned it a couple times now, but the Patreon group gets the pre-trip reports for these right after they're recorded, so they can listen to them and even follow the guests on Instagram throughout their trip. And then they can listen to the full episode when it comes out to hear how the trip went. But they do get the pre-trip report early so they can sort of follow along and get things in real time. And the information on how to become a patron is in the show notes of every podcast. So I think that will be all for the intro. Without any further ado, here is Caitlin. Welcome to the podcast, Caitlin.
Hi, Shannon. Thanks.
It's good to talk to you. We are talking on Tuesday, September 4th.
Yes.
And I assume that you are headed to Disney World soon.
We actually, due to a slight change of plans, we are headed to Disney World right now. I am reporting to you from the car.
You are in the car right now. Okay. So yes. What are your starting and ending trip dates then?
So we actually don't check in until the 6th, and we will check out on the 12th. But due to that tropical storm that is currently heading at the Gulf Coast, we decided to leave a day early to try to miss any of that mess.
All right. So let's talk about that. All right. So today's September 4th. So what are your plans between now and the 6th?
We are actually stopping. My mom lives about 2 hours north of Orlando. So we're going to stop and stay at her house.
Okay.
So we were really lucky to have that as an option.
Yeah. Yeah, hopefully it will miss Orlando, but, you know, we'll see. My mom lives in the Gulf of Alabama, so she's preparing for that storm as well.
We just went through there. We're driving over from Louisiana.
Yes. Okay, yeah. So whenever I drive to her house, I go through Louisiana. All right, so you're in Louisiana.
Yes.
That was going to be my next question. And who is in your travel group?
So it is going to be myself, my husband, our almost 3-year-old daughter, and for part of the trip, my mom is actually coming down to join us as well.
Okay, so 3-year-old daughter and some time with mom.
Yeah.
And what made you decide to pick these dates and this time to plan your trip?
Well, it was kind of twofold. So first of all, it's for my daughter's birthday is kind of the crux of it. We will actually check out on her 3rd birthday. We are milking that free until 3 for all it's worth.
Uh-huh.
And then we wanted to kind of peg it for after Labor Day because we know the crowds tend to go down a little bit as people go back to school. So we're hoping to reap some benefit from that as well.
Absolutely. If you can pick any time to go, this is a good time of year to be there, except for, as you are finding out, There are hurricanes. Yes, that is the a big downside.
Yeah.
It's always a risk. Okay, so your daughter's three. So is your idea that, or she's turning three, is your idea that you will start going with her now and periodically go over the years?
Absolutely.
But this is her first trip.
This will be her first trip. She technically was with me when I was pregnant, but this is her first trip where she will get to see things.
Yes. Okay. All right. So the idea is that this will be the first of many trips that she will get to go on. Okay. And where are you guys staying?
We are going to be staying at All Star Music in a family suite.
Okay, good.
Yeah, we had looked at some of the moderates, but then we realized, because we were looking at Port Orleans, and then we realized for actually a few dollars less a night, we could have the extra room of a family suite, and we decided that was going to be better for our family.
Yeah, it is. It's a lot more room, so I'll be interested to hear how you like those.
Yeah.
Okay, and then is your mom staying with you then part of the time?
Yeah, she'll pop in for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night.
Okay, good, good, good. And then how did you decide to, like, how many days in each park did you decide to plan for your trip?
Yeah, we decided to do 2 days at Magic Kingdom and then 1 day everywhere else.
2 MK, 1 other parks. Okay, and having been there before, what is your favorite park?
Well, my favorite park overall is going to be Magic Kingdom. It's just a classic. You can't beat it. Although my favorite ride is Tower of Terror, so Hollywood Studios has a special place for me.
But the last time you were there, were you pregnant?
No. That was almost 3 years ago, but I've been once since then.
Okay, I was going to say, because last time you may not have been able to ride it.
No.
but you've had a trip since then, so... Okay, so Sea Magic Kingdom. And since this isn't your first trip, you kind of have a handle on the planning, or is it like a whole different world because you have a child now?
It's definitely different because we have a kid. It's also a little different because this is the longest trip I've done as an adult by far. We've done some short trips. We've done, I do run Disney races actually, so I've been there for short weekends for some of those.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Any special things you've had to think about with the toddler? Like, are you bringing your own stroller from home?
Yes, we're bringing our own from home. We looked at renting one, but we have one that's, a little bigger and nicer, not just one of like the pop-up umbrella ones. So we felt confident bringing it with us.
Right. It does help that you're driving too.
Yeah, it's true. We have the space.
It's a little easier to haul it for sure. And then in terms of like your overall structure for your days, are you planning to take breaks because she's three or stay in the parks?
We're planning on trying to do some breaks. She's not an outstanding napper, but definitely needs some downtime. So we're trying to either structure it where either we have some time to go back, whether that's because we're doing something else that evening, or at least something in the middle of the day where it's a little calmer.
Yeah. And the heat. The heat might be nice to get away from for a little while.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it is still hot there, even though everybody wants to get their pumpkin spice lattes out. It is still hot.
Yeah.
Okay. So dining. What do you have special dining reservations made?
We do. We have a couple dining reservations. We actually have the dining plan. We got it for free as a part of the fall promotion.
But can I ask you, is that the regular dining plan or quick service dining plan?
We paid to upgrade to the regular.
Okay, so you got free dining quick service, and then you upgraded to the regular dining plan.
Correct.
Okay.
So we have some dining reservations. We have a breakfast at Be Our Guest. We have some Disney Springs dinner reservations at Homecoming and Bongo's. We are doing a breakfast at Hollywood and Vine. We're doing the Fantasmic Dining Package. We are doing the Bon Voyage Adventure Breakfast at Trattoria Al Forno. And then we have a breakfast on my daughter's birthday at Chef Mickey's.
Oh, that's fun. And that's your last day of your trip, right?
And that's the last day. We'll check out and then we'll head over to the Contemporary.
Okay. That's fun.
Yeah.
And did you have any issues getting those dining reservations?
Not really. I was a little nervous about Be Our Guest, but everything else kind of fell in pretty easily.
Good. It's always nice when that works out. I think you're up against two things when you make dining reservations. You're up against everybody else because it's competitive, and you're also against Disney's technology because sometimes the app or the website don't work. So it's good that you got what you wanted. Okay, and then for park touring, are you mostly focusing on things that your daughter can do, or are you going to try to mix it up and do some things that she can't
primarily
do?
Focusing on her.
Okay. Touring.
Yeah, we're gonna primarily focus on her. Yeah.
Okay. So, are you gonna get to ride Tower of Terror?
Maybe if there's a short line and I can run in.
Yeah. Well, you might find a short line depending on how you structure your day because everybody's over in Toy Story Land in those lines.
Exactly.
Okay. And then when it came time, you said you're mostly focusing on her. So when you went to get fast passes, you may not have been needing some of the like Flight of Passage, you know.
Nope, we didn't do that one. We did Navi River Journey, but not Flight of Passage. But yeah, we primarily focused on things that she'd be able to ride.
Did you have any difficulty?
The only thing we wanted to, there were two things that we wanted that we couldn't get. And one was we wanted to try to get Slinky Dog Dash. We couldn't get it. And then also, we didn't realize that the Disney Junior show was closing. We were planning on getting one for that, but it's closing and then reopening, and we're kind of there in the middle gap. So
yeah, you caught it right in the middle. Yeah. So you didn't get Slinky Dog Dash. Did you get a different one?
We did Toy Story Mania.
Okay. Are you still planning to ride Slinky Dog Dash?
We're going to try to. I think that morning we get to Hollywood Studios, we are going to... we're going to try to go straight over there.
Okay. That would be good. Yeah. I'll actually overlap with you on some trip dates because I will be there September 6th to the 10th. So I might see you in the parks. Is there anything that you have planned for your trip that we haven't talked about yet?
Yeah, we, two kind of extras we have. We are going to be doing the Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party on Sunday. And then we also have booked a fireworks dessert party on Monday at Magic Kingdom.
All right. So can we talk about these things?
Sure.
So Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party, interested in your thought process in booking that with your daughter.
It was kind of a last minute decision. I will tell you that. So what we're going to do is that morning we are going to get up and we're going to do Epcot in the morning, snack around some food and wine in the afternoon, and head back early, and then try to rest as much as we can so we can take her.
And do you have any anticipation that she will stay up that late, or
she can kind of hang? So we're hoping that that it'll be pretty good.
Yeah. Okay. That's what I was wondering because everybody's different.
And yeah, she's not like a bed at 6 o'clock or anything like that.
Yeah, that's how mine were. They were asleep by 7 or 7:30 at that age. But if she can hang, then you'll probably get a lot more out of it. And if she falls asleep, then you can do stuff.
Yeah.
While she's asleep in her stroller. Okay, so I'll ask you about those when you get back because I'm curious what you think about those. Okay. And you didn't have any difficulty getting those tickets either, right?
No.
Okay, good. Well... thank you for joining me, even though you had to change your trip plans and you're in the car.
That was great. Yeah.
And, safe travels. Hopefully the storm won't affect you too much. And, we'll talk to you when you get back.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Caitlin.
All right. Bye.
Hi, Caitlin. Welcome back.
Thanks. You too.
Okay. So we are talking on Tuesday, September 18th. And I believe that you've been back since the 12th.
The 13th. We checked out on the 12th, but we've been home since the 13th.
Okay, so a few days to get settled back home.
Yeah, everyone's back at work and school and all the not as fun as Disney stuff.
Yes. So how was that ascension back into normal life or descension?
It's been pretty good. We gave ourselves a little buffer. I took Friday off of work, and so I had a little time to get everything unpacked and do laundry and get settled.
Overall, how would you say your trip went?
Really well. Really well. I was, I had muted expectations because you just never know what you're going to get with a toddler. She was a rock star for the most part. So I think it went really well overall.
Good. I'm always open to the possibility that people are going to say it didn't go well.
Yeah.
Because we can learn from that. But more often than not, it seems like the trips do go well. So as you told us beforehand, you were celebrating your daughter's third birthday.
Yes.
So this was a good birthday trip for her. All right.
Absolutely.
Okay. So talk about this time of year and how you felt about the dates you chose, like the weather, the crowds, that kind of thing.
It was hot and we knew it was going to be hot. We're used to hot. We live in South Louisiana, but it was hot. We walked around, we had bought some little portable fans that went with us everywhere that we could recharge every night. And those were a necessity. The crowds were pretty good. I would say it's actually weird. The busiest I felt like it was at our Halloween party night, which I'll talk about in a little while. But overall, I didn't feel like the crowds were overly heavy anywhere.
That's good. That makes the heat. To me, when you have heat and crowds together, it's a bad mix.
Oh, we would have all been miserable.
Yeah, but if you can eliminate one of those things, it seems like it makes it a lot more tolerable.
Yeah.
All right. So hot, but not crowded.
Yeah.
We're off to a good start. And you stayed in an All-Star Music suite.
Yes.
What did you think of that?
It was great for what we needed. Obviously, like, those ones aren't the ones that have just been renovated or anything like that, like you might get, say, in a different value like Pop Century. But the extra space, the extra bathroom, the kitchenette for, you know, parts of the weekend, we had four people there, three adults and a high energy toddler. We definitely needed that extra space. We had considered staying at a moderate. The prices were kind of comparable between the suite or staying at a moderate. And we just absolutely needed that extra space to give everybody a room to breathe when we took those breaks in the afternoon or when we came back in the evening or when we were getting ready to go out. It just was really helpful. And the second bathroom was great.
Yeah. So for people that aren't familiar, the All-Star Music Suites have basically a living room that has pull out a sofa and a chair.
Actually, it's a chair and an ottoman.
Chair, ottoman, and sofa all yes. fold out in the living room. And then there's a bathroom right off of that. And then there's a master bedroom, basically. And then there's another bathroom. It's not in the master, but it's just outside the master. And then a kitchenette. So it's sort of like a small apartment.
Yeah.
And they're a lot cheaper than like Art of Animation Suites are.
Yeah, they were. They were a lot cheaper.
Yes. Yeah. And so but they're not, as you mentioned, they're not renovated. You know, they will be soon, I believe. But you know, pros and cons. You get the space without the extra cost or, you know, higher cost. What was the sleeping arrangement for the four of you?
And this was the only thing that made me slightly nervous. I didn't mention this on the call before. My toddler is very tall. You would not see her and guess that she just turned three. She is actually just under 40 inches tall. So she can reach all the locks and everything on the door, the exterior door. But we put my husband and I in the main room, her on one of the pullout ottoman, and then my mom on the pullout couch.
Okay, so mom and daughter are in the pullout living room pullouts.
Yes.
And your mom wasn't there the whole time.
No, she was there Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night.
Okay. So at maximum, you had four, but not the whole time. And then
you
mentioned that your daughter's tall enough to pull the door handle. So how did you keep her from leaving?
We blocked the door with some stuff. And most nights, she was crashed so hard the second we laid her down that it wasn't an issue, but we slept with the door open so we would hear anything. I'm a pretty light sleeper. So if I heard her moving, and there were a couple times she was just like turning over and I still just shot up convinced she was leaving the room. But we just kind of blocked the door with a few things and we were good.
Okay, good. And then the kitchenette, what kind of things were you able to do with your kitchenette?
It was really great. We were able to wash out. She, for the most part, still drinks out of, you know, sippy cups or something that's not going to let her pour it everywhere. So we were able to just bring a few of those and wash them in the sink. We had the fridge that we kept, you know, any leftovers or snacks or stuff like that in. We could microwave things. There was the little coffee area. So if someone didn't want to walk out to the main hall in the morning to get coffee, they could fix a cup right there. So it was really nice.
Yeah. And look, because most of the rooms don't have microwaves, and I believe they provide you some like plates and things like that.
Yeah.
So it's nice just to have that little extra space for food. Okay. And what about All-Star Music overall?
It was nice. You know, we actually never took advantage of the pool, even though we walked right by it every day. We just never really had the time. But the pool looked really nice. The main hall was really, the food in it was really good. We ate there, either grabbed snacks or a meal once or twice. We did have the refillable mugs as a part of our dining plan, so we were running in and out. But yeah, it was overall, it was kind of exactly what we expected and exactly what we needed.
Good. And you mentioned that your All-Star Music suite was right there by the pool, and that's because the suites are in the preferred buildings, which is close to the main building and by the main pool. So good location as far as All-Star Music goes. What about the buses?
The buses were okay. we said we spent more time waiting for buses, particularly to Disney Springs, than we expected. We went there a few times and we always ended up waiting like almost the full 20 minutes. We would like just miss one. But overall they were good. They came, you know, they have the boards out that tell you exactly when to expect them. And those were for the most part, very accurate. This time of year we were sharing, at several points in the day, we would be sharing buses with the other two All-Stars, which could make things a little crowded. First thing in the morning, we would generally have our own, but coming back, we almost always had to share, and going to Disney Springs, we always had to share.
Okay. Good to know. I'm glad you point out the different scenarios because sometimes you share, sometimes you don't. And, did you have your own car? I can't remember if you drove or flew.
We did drive, but we never used the car.
You never did. Okay. Never considered it.
The one time that we did, we actually used a minivan instead.
Okay, so maybe when we go through your day-to-day, we'll get into more of why you did that. So that'll be good. Okay. All right. Let's start. You mentioned beforehand that you were going to do 2 days at Magic Kingdom and then 1 day at the other park. So Correct. What was your first day like?
So our first day was at Magic Kingdom. When I originally planned the trip, I wanted us to start and end at Magic Kingdom, but there were actually Halloween parties on both of those days, and we wanted to see Happily Ever After. So we decided to start with Magic Kingdom and then do it again, but not on the last day. So our first day was at Magic Kingdom. We started the day with a Be Our Guest reservation, which I had made for 8:10 in the morning before they announced that there was going to be an extra magic hour. But we decided to keep it. We got there. We actually got there a few minutes late because we weren't expecting such a long line at bag check. Which we probably should have, but it took us a few minutes to get through it. Be Our Guest was really good. We had done the pre-ordering online, so we were able to just kind of cruise on in and get our table and had our food.
And you had your food, and you had envisioned that you would be doing this while the park was not open yet.
But it was very... We didn't encounter massive crowds right after. You know, it was still very light at that time of morning by the time we were done eating.
Right. Perk of going at the time of year when it's not as crowded.
Yes.
All right. So Be Our Guest, your reservation, was it, would you say 8:10 or 8:15?
It was 8:10. We got there about 8:15.
Okay. Well, that's not too late. No. And then how long were you there before you decided to start touring the park?
Maybe only about 30 minutes or so, you know, since the food came out so fast, we kind of got everybody fed, everyone ate, we walked around, we were seated in the main room, but we walked over into the West Wing so that we could see the rose and the painting. We wanted to check it out. I knew that room was dark. It is even darker than I expected.
Yes.
Like very dark. So if people aren't aware, like they might hear it's dark. It's real dark in there.
It is. And it's such a contrast to the other rooms, but yeah, it's the room that has the rose with the petals falling and there's lightning storms. It's a little bit scary for little kids, I think.
Yeah. I don't think we would have eaten our full meal in there.
Yeah. But it's fun for older kids and adults.
Yes.
All right. So when you were done with Be Our Guest, how did your Magic Kingdom day go? Your first time in the parks?
It was great. We spent most of our day focused. Obviously, we focused on all things that our daughter could enjoy, which at Magic Kingdom is almost everything. We stayed a lot in Fantasyland and Storybook Circus in that area to get started. So we started off, we went and rode the Little Mermaid ride, and then we met Ariel right after. So it was her first character interaction too. So those were really good. She was great with characters. She liked them. She doesn't quite have smiling for a camera down yet, so we have lots of slightly awkward smile pictures, but they're cute. So we did that, and then we went over to, we had a fast pass for Enchanted Tales with Belle. So we did that. My daughter got to be in the show. She was a dinner plate. She's very proud.
All of our dreams can come true.
Exactly. And the photo pass photographer takes all the pictures during the show, and then they give you a card, which I promptly lost. But I was able to email the photo pass people, and I actually emailed them when we got home on, so on Friday I emailed them, and by Monday morning they had found all the pictures for me and I had them in my account. So if you lose the card, just send an email.
And I assume when you sent the email, you told them like date and time and all that.
I told them the date, the time. I had actually snapped a few pictures on my phone, so I had an exact time. And it just asked for the date, the time, the attraction, you know, help in finding the person. So I said, you know, it's my 2-year-old daughter. She has blonde hair and is wearing a red shirt with white polka dots on it. And I had them all almost immediately.
Good. That is a good tip.
Yeah. So after we did those, we moved over into Storybook Circus. We rode Dumbo and Barnstormer, which was her first roller coaster. And I took video of it, and it is the cutest thing in the entire world. Which I'm sure everyone probably thinks about their kid, but it's really cute.
Yes. But also it's like, it sounds like you're easing her into things.
Yeah, that's definitely what we wanted to do. We had kind of strategically planned it. Like, let's meet a character. Let's ride a really soft 30-second roller coaster. Let's go do Dumbo. So, that was definitely strategic.
All right. So I assume that her joy in meeting Ariel and riding Barnstormer allowed you to do more later.
Definitely. Definitely. So after we finished with Barnstormer, we met all the characters back in Storybook Circus. We did Minnie, Daisy, Donald, and Goofy. And then we headed over to what would end up being my daughter's favorite ride of the whole trip, Teacups.
Uh-oh.
We rode it a lot. She loved it. I mean, when we were showing her videos and talking about the trip before we left, that was something that just in her mind kind of, like, she talked about it a lot. And I was like, I don't know how much she'll really enjoy it once we get on it. She really liked it.
How did the adults in your group feel about it?
They're good. I would not normally ride it as many times as we did. but everyone was pretty good with it.
I love, kids are so random in the stuff that they like. I just love that. I mean, thankfully, that's not a ride that requires a fast pass, so you could go on over and over again.
Exactly.
But that. Oh, and also you went to the Halloween party, so I'm curious.
So we rode it with the overlay.
Yeah, so you got to do the Halloween version of it. That's yeah. Cute. That's cute. Okay, so this is off to a very cute start at Magic Kingdom.
Yeah. Yeah, and then we finished up the day. We had a fast pass for Haunted Mansion, which, you know, we talked a little bit as we were waiting in line that it was, you know, they were fun ghosts. It was all pretend, and she was fine with it. That one made me a little nervous, but she was fine. And then we had a fast pass for Pirates, but as we were walking that way, we noticed that it was only about a 10-minute wait. So we canceled that fast pass and rebooked it for Jungle Cruise for immediately after. So we rode Pirates. And while we were waiting in line, actually, the Jack Sparrow was, I guess, waiting to do the little show that they do kind of near the entrance. Mm-hmm. So he was hanging out in like a dungeon, basically, in the line and was talking to the kids, which is really funny. Like, I turned around and did not expect to see him standing there.
Yeah, that's a fun surprise.
Yeah, that was a neat little surprise. So we rode Pirates, used our rescheduled Jungle Cruise Fast Pass. And then as we were walking, by this point, it was right about 2:00. And we knew the park was closing early for a Halloween party that night. So we weren't hanging out too much longer. So we were going to head. We were going to meet Mickey, and then we're going to go back to the resort. But as we were walking that way, we ran right into the Festival of Fantasy Parade. So we watched that, which my daughter loved. She spent the entire parade, you know, yelling hello to everyone on a float.
Where did you watch from?
We were kind of right near, we were on Main Street, not super far down into it, closer up to the hub. Okay. It was just as we were walking, we realized, we were like, oh, it's coming. Okay, let's hang out and watch it.
Yes. So that means that you were in the sun. What was that?
Yes. Yeah. So she was in the stroller. We covered her up and we fanned all of us.
Yes. That's the roughest part about a midday parade.
Yeah. Luckily, it's not terribly long.
Yeah. And then you haven't mentioned lunch. Did you guys stop for lunch?
We kind of just snacked a little bit. I grabbed in the most nutritious lunch possible. I had one of those Peter Pan floats with the key lime soft serve.
Yes. Did you take a good Instagram picture of it?
I took a great Instagram picture of it.
There is a theory that Disney is releasing snacks based on their Instagram worthiness. And that's one of them.
Good one.
I know it is. It's very attractive.
Yeah. We also knew we were having a big dinner that night, so we knew we didn't need to do a big lunch.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. So after the parade, we met Mickey and then we headed back to the resort to let everybody clean up and get ready for dinner.
And you met Mickey at Mickey's Town Square at the front of the park,
yes.
I assume. Okay.
Yes.
And then you're cleaned up at the resort. Where was dinner that night?
At Bongo's back in Hollywood Springs, or at Disney Springs. There we go.
Okay.
It was great. It was one that my husband had picked. He was really excited about it. Yeah, he was really pumped for that one, and it was definitely worth it. It was so good. So much food. We brought a ton of food back to the resort.
That is interesting. I have never eaten there, and I don't know anybody that's eaten there.
Yeah. So it's a lot of Latin and Cuban food but there was definitely something for everybody. Since we were on the dining plan and we could get an alcoholic drink, there were mojitos had. It was lovely.
Nice. Well, now I want to go. So
yes.
I'm glad it was a good experience. Did you do other things while you were in Disney Springs?
No, we had done a little bit the day before after we had checked in. So we kind of just ate and then headed back.
All right. So that was a good day.
Yeah.
And I'm going to guess that you said it wasn't too crowded at Magic Kingdom. And I think that, you know, it was a party day. So a lot of people probably just didn't choose it. But that was to your benefit since you were willing to leave.
Yeah.
All right. Now, what was day two?
Day two was Hollywood Studios.
Okay. A tricky one, kind of.
Yeah. So we had a 9:30 Hollywood and Vine Disney Junior breakfast reservation. Mm-hmm. But we actually got to the park just before 9:00. We had a small notion of possibly booking it back to Toy Story Land to try to ride something. But the second we saw the crowd swell moving that way, we all kind of looked at each other and said, nah. So we actually went over to our breakfast reservation about 30 minutes early. We got there around 9:00 and they were able to seat us right away.
Mm-hmm.
So it was nice. We were fully expecting to have to wait a little bit, but they said, no, let's go. Come on.
Yeah. And so is your daughter really into the Disney Junior characters that they have there?
I'm pretty sure her life was made when Doc McStuffins walked over to our table.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah, she was definitely into it. She was really excited. So that was a definite must do for us. And we actually booked it as the Fantasmic Dining Package, since you can do that one for breakfast there.
Yes. So you get breakfast, you get the Disney Junior characters, and you get the Fantasmic vouchers.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Good. Well, it sounds like it was perfect for your daughter then.
Mm-hmm.
But how did you incorporate Toy Story Land into your day?
Not an exceeding amount. So after we kind of were monitoring wait times during breakfast, they were long. So we decided there's not as much at Hollywood Studios that my daughter can ride because of height restrictions and things like that. She's not tall enough for Star Tours or Rock and Roller Coaster or Tower of Terror. And even if she was, I wouldn't put her on them at 3:00.
Mm-hmm.
So we did a few of the smaller things. We did Muppet Vision 3D, which was really funny to watch her experience 3D for the first time.
Oh,
she kept trying to reach out and grab things.
Uh-huh.
And then we met Olaf and did the Frozen sing-along, which was so funny.
Yes.
Those storytellers are a riot.
Yes. Yeah. And they all have their own style, depending on which shows you go to.
Exactly. So we watched that, and the snow that falls at the end, you know, my South Louisiana baby, who's not, obviously not very experienced in snow, thought it was great.
Yeah, it's super cute. I go to that show just to see people like your daughter and their joy, because it's all new to them. And that is so adorable.
Yeah. So that was really cute. And as we walked out of that, they were doing one of the March of the First Order parades. So we kind of stopped and hung out and watched that go by. That was definitely neat. And then we headed to Toy Story Land, where it was super hot and super crowded. Mm-hmm. We had a Toy Story Mania Fast Pass, but it wasn't until like 3 or 4 in the afternoon. And by this point, I think it was around 1. So we looked, Toy Story Mania had, I think, a 35-minute wait time. And we all kind of agreed. We said, okay, let's just wait. Like, let's do it now and skip the Fast Pass so then we can go back and rest. So we did. That was close to the longest we waited for anything. Was that 35 minutes, and it was a true 35 minutes. But we thought, you know, that queue is so interactive that my daughter was definitely able to hang with it.
And it's mostly inside.
Yes. We were actually all inside.
Right.
Didn't start until we were there.
The reason I wanted to bring that up is that it used to be 100% inside, you know, basically from the outside the building, it would look like it was 100% inside. And now that they've changed it, people keep saying, but the queue's outside. And I keep saying, no, you don't understand. Like, there is a wraparound section, but most of the time you don't end up in it. The building is still big.
Oh, yeah.
So there's plenty of space inside. And that's also advantageous in Toy Story Land, because the other two have outdoor waiting.
Yeah. And, you know, as we looked, after we wrote it, we kept looking at those wait times. And they were just too long for us to hang with. So we said, you know, this will have to be another day, another trip thing.
Yeah. I mean, if you know you're going to go back, it's nice to have that option. I think if you wanted to ride everything, you would have had to arrive around 8 a.m. for a 9 a.m. opening, which, you know, not everyone wants to do, because that means getting up early. That means waiting an hour before the park even opens.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So we definitely didn't do that. So as we were walking out, we saw Woody and Jesse. Their line was pretty long, but Buzz's line was really short. So we hopped in to meet Buzz, which was definitely fun. Those are actually some of my favorite pictures, because we got all of our family in that one.
Mm-hmm.
And then we headed back to the resort. We, everybody at that point needed a shower and some rest. So we kind of did the same thing for lunch that day. We just kind of snacked around. No one did a big meal. We got a refillable popcorn bucket that first day. And we definitely took advantage of those $1.75 refills.
Yeah. So did you carry your popcorn bucket around throughout your trip?
We did, for most of it, I think, except for the last day. We got one of the cool ones that looks like a cauldron that they were selling at Magic Kingdom for Halloween.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it was a cool, everyone kept asking us where we got it.
Yeah, good. And then after your break, you went back to Hollywood Studios for Fantasmic and maybe some other things.
We did. Well, actually, first we went back to Disney Springs for dinner. We did mobile ordering at Deluxe Burger. The mobile ordering was great. We ordered on the bus on the way over there. And when we got there, the line was out the door, but we just grabbed our table and we were good to go. That we used mobile ordering several times, and I know you definitely recommend it, and I will echo that times infinity.
Yeah, I assume that saved you a lot of time, and a lot of people weren't using that. Right?
Very few.
Yeah. It's sort of like Fast Pass. I remember in the old days, you grab a paper Fast Pass and go through the Fast Pass line. Everybody in the standby line was like, well, who do they think they are? And it was always like, well, you have the same option.
You're just not using it.
You're just not using it. Don't blame me. But yeah, the mobile ordering is sort of the same thing right now. Okay. So the logistics of going from All Stars Music to Disney Springs to Hollywood Studios.
Yeah, we screwed that up. So we took the bus from the resort to Disney Springs, thinking we'd be able to catch a bus back to Hollywood Studios. you can't. So a bus driver recommended to us, we were looking, okay, we know we're going to have to ride to another resort, then back to Disney Springs. And a bus driver recommended to us, and it was good advice, but could have been better. I'm going to preface this with that. He said, he's like, take a bus, catch the bus that's going to the Boardwalk resorts, get off there, and then take the boat to Hollywood Studios, because then you're right near there and the boat drops you off at the front, as opposed to the bus stops right now at Hollywood Studios that are a 10-minute walk away. And so we said, okay, that's good. Like, let's do that. And we didn't have to take her out of the stroller on the boat. Like, in theory, we were like, this is a good thing. What we wish we had realized, or he had told us, or if we had planned better, hopefully we would have known, we timed it wrong. We got off at Boardwalk. Well, they were using shared buses. So our bus went to Swan and Dolphin, then Yacht, then Beach, then Boardwalk, which was fine, except then the boat did the opposite on the way back to Hollywood Studios. We went from Boardwalk to Beach to Yacht to Swan and Dolphin, and then to Hollywood Studios. So, like I said, it was good, but could have been better. It definitely took a little longer than it should have. We made it in time for Fantasmic. Having that reserved seating was good for that night. But we could have done that better.
So do you wish you had gotten off at the Swan and Dolphin?
Yes.
Yeah, it's the closest to Hollywood Studios, so of those resorts. So it is the last stop on the way.
Yeah, and we didn't think about it, and he definitely was helpful in that regard. We just wish we had kind of looked at it or thought or asked the bus driver or anything.
Yeah, the logistics of that were stressing me out when you were talking about it.
Yeah, it was stressful. We were sitting on the boat, like, watch, and I'm like looking at my watch and like looking out the window, like, drive the boat faster, drive the boat faster. Come on, come on, come on.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we got there, we made it.
And this is your daughter's first time seeing Fantasmic.
Yeah, there was definitely a part in the middle where she kind of hugged a little closer to mom and said, and I had to tell her, like, it's okay, it's all pretend. Look, here comes the boat with everybody you really like.
Yeah.
So it was a little intense for her. But she was okay. You know, it didn't end with us leaving in tears or anything.
Yeah. And when you arrived for your seating, did you have an easy time? Because it's centered. The Fantasmic reserve seating is centered.
Yeah. We went right in. We were centered. We were towards the back. I mean, we definitely got there right under the wire. But it made it easier for us to get out.
Hey, that's the upside. And also, I think you can see the whole show a little bit better when you're further back.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. So being up front's not always the best. Okay. So that was, that worked out. Okay. And then after Fantasmic,
we went back. Everybody crashed. We went back. The second we put my daughter in the stroller after that show, she was asleep.
All right. So that was, your Hollywood Studios day.
Yeah.
All right. And when you go back, it's going to look a lot different. So
yeah.
Okay. So day three, where'd you go?
Day three was Epcot, but the Halloween party. But we actually started with a breakfast reservation back at the Boardwalk at Trattoria Al Forno. My daughter's favorite princess is Rapunzel, so it was a must-do for us from the beginning. And this is where we took a minivan.
All right. And that makes sense, because it is really tricky to get to the Boardwalk from other resorts.
Yeah. It was great. I requested it in Lyft. We had it. I think it took about 8 minutes to get to us. She pulled the car seat out, hooked it right up, and we were on our way in just a few minutes.
When you were there, was it the $25 flat rate pricing or was it the variable pricing?
It was still the $25 flat rate, and I actually had a $3 promotion from Lyft, so it actually only cost us $22. But I looked it up after because I think the variable was announced like the day we got home, and I looked it up, and for that trip, it was roughly the same cost. I know for some it's gotten a lot more expensive, but for that trip, it was roughly the same cost.
So that is the tricky part. I think it's interesting that you went and looked it up, because it's been stressing me out thinking people are going to pay $40 to get, I mean, that is a thing now to go from, I think, Magic Kingdom to Animal Kingdom Lodge is almost $40.
Oh my gosh. No. Yeah. It stressed me out, but I was very curious. I was like, I wonder how much it would be now. And I was like, oh, it's about a wash for that distance.
Yeah. Okay. So you got over there on your Epcot day.
Yeah.
All right. I'm liking the logistics of this. Yeah. So how was your, what time is your breakfast at, first of all?
8:45.
All right. And then how did it go?
It was great. When we checked in, they did let us know that Flynn Rider was not there that day, but Merida had come in his place, which was good. I mean, we had met Merida actually on Friday at Magic Kingdom, but it was nice to see her again. I would have liked to have seen Flynn. You know, my daughter, like I said, loves Rapunzel, so, but it was good. She's three. She doesn't know what she didn't get.
Yeah, yes. Yes, this is good parenting. She doesn't have to be upset because you're not upset. All right.
Exactly. But breakfast was wonderful. It was really good. Mickey actually paid for my daughter's breakfast, which was nice because she wasn't on the dining plan because she didn't have park tickets.
How did that work?
We either shared, you know, we did a lot of buffets for breakfast and things like that. So we either shared or we just paid for her out of pocket.
Right. But how did Mickey pay for her breakfast?
Oh, the waiter just told us that Mickey was covering her breakfast that day.
Oh, nice. That was
a nice little bit of magic.
That was a nice gesture. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So good breakfast. And then you said it was an Epcot day. So then you walked over to Epcot, right?
We took the boat again, actually. We knew we could have walked, but we had a little bit of time, so we just took the boat. We weren't in a hurry.
All right. Boat or walking is an option. So you were on the boat.
Yeah.
And then how'd you do it at Epcot?
Well, we did it kind of short and abbreviated because we knew we had the Halloween party that night. So we had some big things we wanted to hit. We started over in the Seas Pavilion. We did Nemo. We did Turtle Talk with Crush. And we just kind of explored in there a little bit. Which my daughter really enjoyed, just, you know, face up against the glass in those giant aquariums. So, mm-hmm. So that was nice. And then we knew we wanted to take advantage of some of the food and wine offerings. So we headed back towards the World Showcase. And this was another situation where we had a fast pass for later in the day for Frozen. But we didn't know if we wanted to wait all the way until it. So we met Anna and Elsa first. It was posted at a 20-minute wait, but we literally walked right up to them, which was a nice surprise. And then Frozen Ever After, that's the longest we waited for anything. It was 40 minutes, and it was definitely a true 40 minutes. But our fast pass wasn't for another like 2 or 3 hours, and we just said, we'll just wait. We'll do it.
Yeah. And how did she like it?
She liked it a lot. I kind of expected more. I guess it was cute, but I don't know. I don't really know how to quite put it into words. I expected a little more from it, but she liked it. She thought it was cute. And the big snow monster, the best is where they take the ride photo right after you see that, and her little face is her hands up by her cheeks and, you know, big, big O mouth. And it's really cute.
Yeah, I think that when fast passes are difficult to get or lines are really long, you expect it to be the best ride ever. And it's not always the case. I mean, I think it's a nice ride. A lot of kids like it, but
I mean, it's popular because it's Frozen.
It is. Indeed. So. That is the truth. and in the same way that the things you spend money on aren't necessarily the things your child's going to remember, you know, right. Like it just doesn't always work out that way. The effort, it doesn't always equal the payoff, but you did manage to ride it. So that's good.
We rode it. So it was good. And then we took advantage. We walked around. We didn't do the whole World Showcase, but we kind of stayed on that Mexico, Norway end of it. And we took advantage of a few of the food and wine booths. Everyone kind of got some different things, and we would all snack with each other. And that's how we did lunch that day, was we did food and wine.
And did you use snack credits?
We did.
Yeah.
We did. And we thought that was a really great use of those.
Yeah, that is it. Is the festival food, I think, is often the best use of the snack credits.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a really nice way to use them. We felt it was a great value. And you have so many of them that we didn't feel bad using, you know, two or three in a 30-minute span.
Yeah, I mean, if you're one of those people that ends up on the last day with so many that you're buying, like, Rice Krispie treats.
Yeah, we did that with a few, but not a lot.
Right. I mean, it's better if you can use them at things like food and wine booths.
Yeah.
All right. So I suspect you're going to take an afternoon break.
We definitely took an afternoon break because we were headed to the not so scary Halloween party.
All right. So break back at the hotel. Did you dress up for the party?
I did. And my daughter did. My daughter just wore a cute little witch dress, which looked adorable. I was dressed up as Cusco from The Emperor's New Groove. Mm-hmm. It was great. It got a ton of compliments.
Good.
And it was really easy, which was the best part for me.
Yes. And hopefully nice and cool.
Yeah. 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 It was, I wore like a t-shirt dress, and it was very comfortable.
Yeah, that's good. And then the weather this night was not rainy, hopefully.
It rained.
Oh,
it rained. It stormed. We started out the night, and it wasn't forecast to. You know, we had kind of been watching it through the day, and it wasn't forecast to. We got in line. We got there about 6 o'clock, so about the time they were clearing out all the non-party people. We kind of walked around, got our initial trick-or-treat bag, kind of took the lay of everything, took a few pictures. And we had kind of decided we wanted to try to do like one of the special characters, but we know those lines could get crazy long, so we weren't going to try to, you know, meet everybody. So who we decided on was Lotso from Toy Story. Mm-hmm. And we were able to meet with him. We waited probably about 30 minutes. He started right at 7.
You got in line at 6:30 and then you met him at 7?
We got in line actually. We got in line closer to like 6:50. Like, oh, his okay. line wasn't very long to start, and we met him 6:25 or 7:25, sorry.
Okay, I got it.
Yeah, we didn't wait very long. After we got in line, the line started growing very rapidly.
Yeah. So I was going to ask you what your primary objectives for the party were. You said that you wanted to do one character. And
one character. We wanted to do the special overlay of teacups, for sure. And something that we were really excited about was the dance parties for our daughter. She loves to dance. She likes Monsters, Inc. So there's the Monsters, Inc. dance party, and there's the Disney Junior dance party. So we were like, these are going to be great for her. Well, when it rains, they can't have people outside. So it started raining. The lightning started right around 7:30. So even though it wasn't quite raining yet, they were bringing everybody in. So she didn't get to do any of the dance parties, which was kind of disappointing. I understand, like, safety first, but, you know.
The Disney Junior one, is that considered outside?
Apparently it is, even though it's covered.
Okay, yeah, it's
covered. We walked back there, and they were not doing it at the moment.
Okay. I guess because it's not completely enclosed, they consider
it. Yeah, that's what I had. And, like, the floor could technically get wet coming inside, so... Yeah, so that was a little disappointing because we were really looking forward to that for her. We went and we rode the teacups in that time period with the rain. What else did we do? We rode Buzz Lightyear Space Ranger Spin with about a 10-minute wait because, funnily enough, the thing that looked like it was the longest during, from my perspective, during the really heavy rain was the trick-or-treat lines. I guess people were taking advantage of the rain to run inside and trick-or-treat places. The one over by Carousel of Progress looked so long the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was interesting. They did cancel the first show, the stage show.
The Hocus Pocus show?
Yeah, they didn't do the first one. And we kept kind of waiting. We want, you know, at this point we were very wet, kind of frustrated, but, you know, we'd had a good time with the things we had done. But we really wanted to see the parade. So we were trying to ask a few cast members. We were like, what do you think? You know, are they going to do it? Are they going to do it? And no one really knew, or at least they weren't telling us at the time. So we were starting to walk towards the front of the park. We popped into the Emporium. I wanted to get a few of the pins for the event. And as we were walking out, the cast members on Main Street, right out in front of the Emporium, were very much starting to strategically keep people off of Main Street. And I said, I was like, they're going to do the parade. They're going to do it. We're going to wait. And so we walked out. When we walked out, there was a spot right on the curb. We claimed it. And about 15 minutes later, they started it.
Nice.
So it was definitely later. I think it was supposed to run at like 9:15 and it didn't run till almost 9:30. But they did the parade.
Good. And I think from where you were sitting, they also had the Zootopia characters.
Right. They came out right in front of us.
Yeah. So that's really fun. I think that's kind of where you have to be to see them, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It was definitely neat. Yeah. They came out in front of us. They went a little bit in each direction, but but it's definitely kind of unique to that main area. The Headless Horseman did not ride because of the rain.
That was my next question. So even when the parade takes place, he may not come out.
Yeah. Yeah, which I kind of expected. I said they're not going to ride a horse on a wet pavement street.
Right, but you did get to see the parade.
We got to see the parade, which was great. It was really good. We were really excited for that.
Yeah, but after the parade?
After the parade, we decided to call it an evening. My daughter was starting to fade very quickly. As a matter of fact, before we even got on the bus, she was asleep. We had kind of wanted to try to stay for the fireworks. But we were also kind of wishy-washy, like, if it starts raining again, they'll have to cancel those. And so we headed out at that point. You know, I don't think we got as much out of it as we wanted, but it was because of the weather, not because of us.
Yeah. And the weather does make it tricky, and the party's being so busy, it's hard to know if you should buy your tickets ahead of time or not.
Yeah, which we did. You know, we had bought them ahead of time to take advantage of that. I think we got a $10 discount on each ticket.
Yeah.
But, you know,
can you do? Yeah, it's always a gamble. All right, so that was your third day. What was the next day?
The next day we slept in a little bit, and then we went back to Magic Kingdom.
Okay, and what are the objectives for this day?
The objectives for that day were to kind of hit anything that we hadn't done the first time we were there. We hadn't done any characters that first day. And we had the dessert party that evening.
Okay, for Happily Ever After.
Yes.
Because the other days you had been there, they did not have Happily Ever After fireworks.
Exactly. And I knew this was, we wanted to do it. We wanted to do the dessert party. And so I said, okay, we have to be, you know, I want to see Happily Ever After. So we have to pick a day that there is not a Halloween party to go.
Okay. And when you said you slept in, what time did you arrive?
We didn't get to the park till 10 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
And we started, we went back to Gaston's Tavern, and we shared one of those giant cinnamon rolls as a
mm-hmm.
breakfast,
mm-hmm.
Which was great. And then we did a few things. We rode the carousel. We met Cinderella and Elena. We had fast passes for Rapunzel and Tiana later in the day. So we just did Cinderella and Elena. We rode the flying carpet. We popped over to Adventureland. Basically, we discovered my daughter likes anything that goes in a circle.
The teacups.
Dumbo.
Yeah, everything is sort of like teak. Yeah. Dumbo used to be the most popular ride that you would ride right when the park opened. So then everything was compared to that. So the Aladdin one would be like it's like the carpet version of Dumbo.
Exactly. Well, she liked them all.
Yeah. Well, and there's no long lines for those. So.
Yeah. Yeah, so what else did we do that day? Oh, as we were walking over between Fantasyland and Adventureland, we ran into the fairy godmother outside of the castle, so we stopped and took pictures with her really quick. So that was nice. It was a nice surprise. We weren't expecting to see her. We did flying carpets. I mobile ordered myself a Dole Whip because I could.
Because you could. Maybe the best use of a mobile order.
Oh my gosh, yeah. There was one person in front of me in line at the mobile order counter.
Yeah, and I assume the standby line was
crazy.
Yeah.
As it tends to be. So, and then we knew we didn't have a ton else that we wanted to get done that day. So we decided we had walked back. We had thought about trying to ride because she had watched Splash Mountain go down several times at this point and was interested in it. So we went and measured her, and that's when we discovered she's about a quarter inch too short. Cause I was ready to entertain the idea, but she was too short. So we walked back that way and measured her and we're told no.
Bummer.
Yeah. We knew it was going to be close and we kind of thought maybe depending on what shoes she was wearing that day, she might hit it, but
next time.
Yeah. Next time she'll definitely be there. So then we just rode the train back to the front of the park because it was there and we could, and we hadn't ridden the train.
Mm-hmm.
So that was nice. We rode the train, and as we got up to the front, we saw Snow White, who was meeting with No Line.
Mm-hmm.
So we popped over and we saw Snow. So that was really cute. And my daughter everyone was giving her stickers every moment of the day. But the one she had currently in her hand was actually of Snow White and the dwarves. So they had a nice little conversation about who everybody was. And that was really cute.
Yeah. Was she wearing birthday buttons?
She was wearing the first visit button most of the time. We'd gotten her both. We saved her birthday button for her actual birthday.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say she'd get extra attention if she had, had that on.
Definitely. So then we went back, even though it was probably between 1 and 2, we went back and we actually just grabbed lunch at the resort that day. It was easy. It was there.
Yeah. That's the perk of having a food court.
Exactly. So we rested a little bit and then we had kind of looked, we hadn't used any of our fast passes during the day and we kind of looked and we were able to get them at, I think it was 3:30, 4:30 and 5:30. Like back to back to back, we got Rapunzel and Tiana, Monsters Inc. Last Floor, and then meeting Tinkerbell. So we kind of timed it when we got back that we went towards the end of the first one and then did the second one. And then we rode teacups again because we had to.
Of course.
And then we went and ended with meeting Tinkerbell, which was we had tried earlier in the day, but I guess Tinkerbell needed to take a little bit of a break and they had warned us in line that it was going to be like another 30 minutes. And we said, no, we'll just make a fast pass for later in the day. And we were able to do that.
And you said that you ended with her because she's at the front of the park. So you were just like working your way out.
Working our way to Tomorrowland Terrace.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah. We did those three when we came back.
Okay. Got it. But those were all before the party. Got it.
Before the party.
Yes. And then which dessert party did you choose? Garden View before? You had dessert before?
Garden View with dessert before, correct.
Okay.
It was really good. You know, it was, I don't think I would have paid the Terrace View prices, but for the price that we paid for the Garden View, I thought it was really good. We ate desserts. They had cheeseburger egg rolls. They had, you know, the fruit and cheese and drinks and, you know, it was really lovely. So we were, I think, the second or third people in line. We'd gotten in line a little early. And so we were able to just kind of hang out and eat and drink and they can go over and watch Happily Ever After.
Yeah. So you were second or third in line to check in for the dessert party. Is that what you're saying? Okay.
Yeah.
Which means you get first dibs at all of the food, which is great.
Exactly.
And then how early did you head over to the Garden View area?
We headed over a little, I want to say we headed over at like 7:45. It was a little more crowded in there than I expected. I think between the dessert party where you eat before and now they've added the one where you eat after. We definitely had room. We weren't packed in. We had room to all sit down before it started. But it was a little busier in there than I expected.
Yeah. I mean, I've been waiting for that to happen. When they first announced that other dessert party that takes place afterwards, I thought, oh no, the garden area is going to get busy.
Yeah.
Yeah. It sounds like it is.
Yeah. I mean, it was less busier than it would have been if we were standing, you know, anywhere else in the area, but it was busier than I expected, having a little more room for us to move around.
Right. And, her first time seeing Happily Ever After, was it your first time seeing it?
It was not mine, but it was my husband's.
Okay. So how did everybody like it?
We really liked it. My husband did say that he wished we could have been even closer so he could have seen some of the projections better. He's like, we could see everything and it was a good view. He's like, but I know there were details in there that I just was missing. And I will say the last time I saw it, the only other time I've seen it, I was much closer. And I will say there's detail that you miss.
Yeah. But the closer you get, the harder it is to see the fireworks. So it's just that balance of trying to figure that all out.
Yeah.
Okay. And then did you stay in the park after the dessert party or did you head back?
No, we headed back. Everyone was, you know, day four of that trip. We're all starting to lose energy.
Yeah, I know. It is so tiring. And how did you find the buses at the end of the night after all that?
We've had a better time with buses right after shows than we did just leaving during the day, you know, because after the shows, they were generally running dedicated buses. So we had a bus straight to music rather than share. Whereas if we left in the middle of the day, it was just all stars.
Yeah. Which is, yeah. I think one of the issues at the end of the night is the waiting time for the bus to show up, you know, because there's just so many people that want to board.
Right.
And those all-star resorts are so big. So there's no shortage of people trying to board.
Exactly.
All right, so I am going to guess your next day may have been Animal Kingdom.
It was. And we, once again, we slept in just a little bit. We got to the park. Actually, this one I know. We got there right before 10:30. Because as we were walking in, we picked up a times guide with characters because we knew there were several characters we wanted to see in Animal Kingdom. And one of them was Timon, and he started right at 10:30. And it said on the times guide, it just said it's next to Creature Comforts, which is the Starbucks there. And there was nothing there. There was no photo pass photographer. There was no line. So I asked a cast member working at Starbucks, and she said, oh, yeah, it's going to be right by that lamppost. Yeah, it'll start in about 2 minutes. So we stood there. 2 minutes later, he came out, and we were the, and then the line built immediately behind us. But my daughter was the first one to get to meet him that morning.
Oh, nice.
So it was a nice little surprise. And then we went back. We had a fast pass for Kilimanjaro Safari, which was really fun. My daughter likes animals, so she was excited for that. And then we stopped for lunch at, we had heard that a good use of a snack credit was at Eight Spoon Cafe. They do some loaded mac and cheese options that looked really good, but apparently they only operate seasonally, so it was not open for us for lunch. Which was a little disappointing, but we just said, okay, we'll walk until we see something that looks good and we'll do it. And we were heading towards Dinoland USA, and we stopped at the little stand Trilobites right there.
Mm-hmm.
We had some buffalo chicken nacho type things that were really good, and they gave my daughter a free milkshake, so that was nice.
What is up with your daughter getting free stuff?
I know. She's good luck.
Yes.
So we went back into Dinoland. We met a lot of the characters that were hanging out back there. Dino Chip and Dale. We saw Daisy. We saw... Who else did we see back there? I can't remember. But then we rode Dumbo with Triceratops.
Yes, the Triceratops Dumbo.
We did. And then because they have that whole Dino Bash thing going on, there was a big van that was playing really, you know, loud, like dance music. And my daughter created her own dance party. So we said, you know, she missed the ones that the night before or two nights before, but she made her own dance party that day in Animal Kingdom.
That is adorable.
Yeah. So, I mean, really, for like 15 minutes, she just danced in front of this truck.
Yeah. And, you know, and that's probably what she's going to remember.
Yeah. It might be what I remember because it was really cute.
That is cute.
Yeah. So after that, the last thing we wanted to do before we took a break, we had a fast pass for Navi River Journey.
Mm-hmm.
So we went back into Pandora. It was the first time any of us had been there. So that was very cool. We, you know, looked up a lot and we did Navi River Journey. Obviously, she's not tall enough to do Flight of Passage, so I wasn't fighting with everybody for that fast pass. It was really nice. It was beautiful inside.
Yeah, I was going to ask, but given your thoughts on Frozen Ever After, I'm curious how you felt about Navi River Journey.
I thought it was really pretty. It was a little short, but it was really pretty.
Yeah.
So I was impressed with a lot of the blacklight, bioluminescent features of it.
Yeah. Really pretty is a really good description. It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So after that, you took a break.
Yeah, we took a break. Animal Kingdom's real hot, just like everywhere else. But we went and we took a break, and we were coming back to do a few other things, to eat dinner. But when we came back, the first thing we did, we noticed now that they keep the safari open later, the wait time for it, I think, was 10 or 15 minutes. So we went back and rode the safari again.
And it was it dark when you rode it?
It was dusk. It was definitely not dark yet, but it was dusk.
Okay.
So it was cool. We saw, for some reason on that one, we saw like 900 giraffes. The giraffes were out in full force in the evening.
900, it might be a slight exaggeration, but yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
I am prone to hyperbole as well. but yeah, that's not, I think the giraffes are always nice when they come out. They're so, did they come up close to the ride vehicle?
Yes.
Yeah. Did you get good pictures?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so that was good. And then we had planned to, once again, use mobile ordering and have dinner at Satuli Canteen, which was really good. Like, that could, the portions and the quality, I think that could be a sit-down table service meal. But it's not. It's counter service. So, yeah, we used the mobile ordering for that, and we're really happy with it. Because, again, the line was real long.
Mm-hmm. Perfect use of mobile ordering again.
Mm-hmm. So as we walked out, we were planning to just kind of do a little bit of exploring as we made our way towards Rivers of Light. But as we walked out, we noticed that the Navi River Journey standby line was, I do not lie, 10 minutes.
Nice.
So we rode it again because we could.
Because you could.
Because we could. Because when are you ever going to see a 10-minute wait time in Pandora? So
apparently in September.
Apparently the first week of September. So we rode it. It was great. I took more pictures inside that time because I wasn't trying to, like, take everything in. And then we started walking over towards Rivers of Light. We had actually made a fast pass for it because we'd made fast passes for anything else we wanted to do and said, okay, let's have reserve seating for Rivers of Light. And as we were walking that way, we happened to come upon the Tree of Life Awakening, which was a nice surprise. I knew that that was a thing that existed, but I hadn't processed it as a part of our plan. So we stayed and we watched that. It was really nice. We were kind of right up towards the front too. And then we went to Rivers of Light.
And?
It was good. It won't be on my must-see list in the future.
And is that based on your own views of the show or your daughter's views or both?
Both. I definitely think it's kind of hard, I think, for little kids to follow. She thought things were pretty, but for me, it was like, it was nice. It was good. It was, you know, an impressive display of the floats and the water. But I would rather, I think in the future, take that time to maybe ride do a ride that has a long wait time normally. That'll be shortened by the fact that everybody's at this show.
Mm-hmm. That is fair. There are trade-offs.
Yeah, I'm glad I saw it.
Or just go to bed.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I think in general, if people ask us, should we take our toddler to Rivers of Light? Well, you might find other things you could do.
Yeah. I think that's how we'd go in the future. I'm glad we saw it. I'm definitely glad we saw it, but it's not going to be at the top of my list for nighttime attractions.
Right. And there are just so many things to do now that you have to make choices. And they just announced Epcot's getting a new show next year. So
I saw that.
Yeah. So there's always things to choose from.
Yeah.
All right, so that was your Animal Kingdom day, mm-hmm. and we're getting towards the end of your trip.
Yeah, so our last day was our checkout day. It was my daughter's birthday. It was that very last day. We had requested, about halfway through our trip, we had requested a late checkout for that day, and we got it, so we didn't have to check out till 1:30.
Can I just say, I've never had one of those granted, ever.
Really?
Never. And in fact, when I was there earlier this year, I bought another night of the hotel just so I could stay in my room longer.
Oh my gosh.
They've never granted it. So I love that they let you stay till 1:30.
I feel so lucky now.
Yes. It's just so frustrating when you just need another hour or two.
Yeah. And that's really all we needed because we had a 9:30 breakfast reservation at Chef Mickey's.
Mm-hmm.
So it was either going to be, we all had to be completely packed and ready to go before we left for that, honestly, or take advantage of the late checkout. And since we got it, we were able to have things straightened, but not completely packed. And I actually realized I did lie to you earlier when I said we never used the car. We used the car to get to the Contemporary.
Okay, great. That's good use.
Yeah. We used the car to drive over to the Contemporary for our breakfast at Chef Mickey's, which was really nice. They brought her, as soon as we checked in, you know, obviously it said on her profile that it was her birthday. They brought her out a birthday card that was signed by all the characters that appeared there. They brought her a cupcake, which is all she ate for breakfast.
Did Mickey pay for her breakfast again?
He did. Mickey was real good to us.
Yeah. Okay. So this sounds like a good last day and birthday thing.
Yeah. And then we decided to just ride the monorail loop because we hadn't done that. We rode the Magic Kingdom loop around just to take her on it because we had the time and we were right there. So that was nice. I mean, it was the monorail. It was good. She got to experience it.
It's a ride.
It's a ride. Mm-hmm. And then we went back. We got all packed up. And then we ended our trip there. We went back to Disney Springs. We drove over there since the car was all loaded and everything and we were checked out. We had one more counter service, so we split/bought a side item for lunch at Polite Pig.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone ate. We did the pulled pork and my daughter had the mac and cheese. It was really tasty.
Okay, so this was your, you said you have one quick service left?
Yeah, so my husband and I shared a lunch, and then we bought stuff aside for my daughter.
How did you end up on credits overall? Were you using your snack credits in Disney Springs too?
We had two left to use.
Not bad.
Yeah, we thought we had done a pretty good job of it. We had used all our table service. We had that one counter service left to do, and we had two snack credits left. So I laughed to use the Rice Krispie example earlier. We got a Rice Krispie treat and a giant cookie at Goofy's Candy Company.
Yes, I somehow thought you might say that since you were in Disney Springs.
Yeah, yeah. So we took advantage of that. And then we popped into World of Disney. I needed to get a few things for the road that are Christmas presents. Mm-hmm. So I took advantage of that. And then we went back and we actually, by that point, I don't think we left Disney Springs until 2:30 or so. And we drove back to my mom's house in Gainesville, about two and a half hours away.
Nice.
And we spent the night there before doing the long haul on Thursday.
And then you drove back to Louisiana.
Then we drove back home and now we're here.
Now you're home. All right. So a few questions. Now this was you mentioned the dining plan and it was free dining. So I assume based on things we talked about, you thought that was a good deal.
It is. I thought it was. And we did pay to upgrade to the regular dining plan. Cause since we were staying in a value, we only got the quick service. We looked at some of the bills, you know, at Bongo's and at Trattoria Al Forno, and we looked at them. We were like, this was a good value for us for what we actually paid out of pocket. It was a great value for us.
Yeah. I mean, the fact that it was free helps. I mean, what you said though, you had to pay to upgrade. There are minimum ticket requirements with free dining.
Yes.
And then you don't get a discount on your room. So it's definitely a calculation you have to do to make sure it makes sense for you.
Yeah. And it was pretty close for us. Since we didn't have to pay for the dining plan for our daughter, that definitely tipped it in that direction.
Yeah. Makes sense. And then I can't remember, did you have Memory Maker?
Well, we did. And this is where I get to get into a fun thing that I did. So I had purchased Memory Maker in advance. And then as we were getting close to our trip, I realized something. So I am actually going to be back in February. I'm running the Princess Half Marathon with my sisters. Mm-hmm. And so I knew I was going to be purchasing more park tickets. And I started doing some math and realized that I was really darn close to the break-even point for becoming an annual pass holder. Mm-hmm. So I had already purchased Memory Maker. So that very first day we were at Disney Springs, I went to guest relations there before we did anything else. And I said, hi, here's my situation. I've got a park ticket. I've already purchased Memory Maker. I'm considering upgrading to an annual pass. Will I just, you know, have to eat the cost of that Memory Maker? What happened? They rolled the cost of the Memory Maker I'd purchased into my upgrade price because I hadn't used it yet.
Right. I was going to say, if they do it for you, it's probably because you haven't used it yet.
Yes.
So you upgraded your park tickets you already purchased to an annual pass, and then you got a credit for your Memory Maker.
Yes.
As well. Okay.
Yes. So we had Memory Maker is now included in my annual pass is the answer to the question you had actually asked.
Yes. No, that's good to know. And it's smart to do the math on that. And then also you had access to annual pass discounts throughout your trip if you weren't shopping or something like that. So that's nice too. Okay. That's good. I'm glad
I asked. But the Memory Maker was outstanding. I downloaded them all when I got home, like 400 something pictures, mostly of my daughter and characters, but they're all wonderful.
Yeah. And I think that, since she ended up liking the characters so much, it definitely makes
it
more worth it.
We had to buy a second autograph book. She liked them so much.
Oh my gosh. It's so nice. And I do like too, that they take pictures that are not posed. You know, so you may not, want to do that because you want to, interact with your daughter, but mm-hmm. they're taking pictures of the whole process usually.
It was really nice.
Which is really nice. Okay. And then you brought your own stroller this trip, which is easier mm-hmm. to do when you drive.
Yes.
How, I assume that worked out for you.
It was great. She was in it anytime we were going more than, just bouncing from two rides that were close to each other. She was in it most of the time. Mm-hmm. And she's not in it a ton at home. So we were a little nervous, but she was great in it. And when she wasn't in it, we had gotten her a little backpack that had a little harness attached to it. And that was a lifesaver because my kid will run.
Yeah. Before you were a parent, you may have judged people that did that.
I let people judge away. My kid didn't run away at Disney World.
No, I know. But when you're in that situation, you're like, I need to keep a hold of my child.
Exactly. And it was where it was really best, I tell you, is in lines. Where we didn't have the stroller, obviously, but she would be like trying to inch up into the party in front of us.
Mm-hmm.
And I could just kind of nudge her back.
Yeah. Kids don't have the sense of boundaries yet.
No.
Yeah. Totally get that. And then what do you think your daughter's going to remember, or what is she talking about the most since you've been back?
She is talking still about, you know, if you ask her what we did, she'll tell you we met Mickey Mouse. Mm-hmm. So I think she definitely remembers the characters. And the teacups, man, those teacups.
Yeah. The freaking teacups.
Yeah.
Of all things, you would have never bet money. You probably would have bet $1 million. She would not remember the teacups.
No, but she knows about them. She actually, we have, you know, one of the park maps, and she can point to exactly where they are on the map. And she's right. She'll be like, teacups.
Yep.
What?
Oh, she's random. But yeah. She just likes things that go in circles, obviously. And yep. that one's the pretty ride that goes in circles. So.
It is. It is. Actually, my favorite picture that I took on that ride is on that ride.
All right. So when we get done recording, I'm going to be asking you for certain pictures to send, and that's going to be on the list. Okay. And then finally, you said that you're going back. That's why you're upgrading to an annual pass. But when do you think your whole family may head back?
Well, we're having a few discussions about maybe trying to head back before my annual pass expires. Since we have that, those discussions are currently in the works. Other than that, it'll definitely be a few years. But before she is kind of out, probably right after she starts school, would be the next time we go. I don't think we would go back this time of year. It's too hot.
When do you think you will plan to go back? What time of year?
Maybe early spring.
Mm-hmm.
Like early March, maybe late February.
Yeah. I mean, by mid-March, it usually starts to get warm again. So
yeah,
you would have to go a little bit before that. So
yeah.
All right. And you said your next trip's in February, right?
Yes, yeah. I will be back in February with my mom again and then both of my sisters.
Yeah, so you'll get to see how the weather is then, and then maybe you can go back with your family.
Exactly.
Makes sense. Okay, well, I appreciate you sharing. This has been really great, and I'm glad everything worked out for you for the most part.
Yeah.
And I appreciate you taking the time.
Absolutely. Thanks so much.
All right. Thanks, Caitlin.
Okay, bye, Shannon.
I hope you enjoyed that trip report. As always, I do have a quick tip before we go. This one was emailed in by Rachel, who is a patron. I recognize her name as being in our private Facebook group. She says, I have a quick tip that I don't think has been mentioned previously. I recently had someone tell me that while they were at their Disney resort, they noticed the tire on their stroller had leaked air and was almost flat. They went to Bell Services and were told that most resorts have air pumps and can blow the tires back up for them, but that theirs was not currently functioning. However, they said the parks also have them. They were able to go to the stroller rental at the entrance to the park and blew the tire up for them. Super helpful if you have a personal or rented stroller at the park that just needs a little air. So thank you for that, Rachel. That is super helpful. I had no idea that that was even an option in the park. So thank you for sending that in. And I think that will wrap up this episode. For more information, please check the show notes in your podcast app or go to the website www.prepschool.com. Click podcast at the top and look for episode 188. Until next time, I will see you on the site.